People with an interest in geography or Northwest history are coming up with replacement names for dozens of places around the region that currently have a name considered derogatory. The U.S. Interior Secretary launched the search for new names by ordering a specific racial slur stricken off the map nationwide as expeditiously as possible. Fair warning, we are going to mention the word a couple of times in this next story so you know what we're talking about. Correspondent Tom Bonsi reports.
Kevin Bakker has long enjoyed hiking in Mount Rainier National Park. Many times, the Eatonville man has passed by Squaw Lake since it's right alongside the popular Wonderland Trail.
The most memorable thing about this particular lake is how mosquito-y it is.
The small lake is now also noteworthy for its name.
You know, like a lot of people, I grew up not even thinking about the names of places like this, but as I became aware of the historical context and the derogatory nature of the name, it does make you think, you know, when you go by a place like this, that maybe the name should be changed at some point, and I'm glad that's happening.
This place is among 18 remote lakes, mountains, ridges, creeks, canyons, and valleys in Washington State with the word Squaw in their name. Oregon has been chipping away at offensive place names for years, but still landed nearly 50 on the Interior Department's list to be changed. Idaho has even more, some 62 instances of the slur on the landscape. Bakker joined more than 750 other Americans and counting who've responded to the Interior Department's call for comments and suggestions. The park lake of interest to him is within an expanse of alpine meadows named Indian Henry's Hunting Ground.
It occurred to me that because the lake was named for his wives who camped there along the edge of the lake, and that's why the name was given to it originally, that maybe the lake should actually be named for one of his wives.
Roughly one-fifth of the comments received by the federal government and a separate solicitation by Washington State objected to the renaming process ordered by the nation's first Native American Secretary of the Interior. Those commenters said the effort was a waste of time or an ill-considered exercise in wokeness, or said the government shouldn't rewrite history. Mike Ayal is a former Cowlitz Tribal Vice Chair who currently sits on Washington State's Geographic Names Review Committee. His take is this might be a chance to replace a demeaning generic place name with the names of original inhabitants.
It was belittling and derogatory to not give somebody a proper name on their feature. But if anyone knows who that person might be, That name should be brought forward.
Oregon's Geographic Names Board already had 12 name changes pending on the federal docket when the Interior Secretary created her renaming task force. Oregon Board President Bruce Fisher says since those names are already vetted and have local support, they should get priority. For example, Squaw Mountain in southwestern Oregon's Josephine County would become Kailapa Mountain.
Kailapa is a Tecoma word, which means woman, but in a more respectful way.
People across Washington State are proposing all sorts of new names to replace the oft-repeated slur. A remote stream northwest of Forks could become Cullen Creek in a nod to the vampire family name from the popular Twilight book and movie series. Another person said a pair of rocky, uninhabited islets in the Columbia River near the Dalles should become the Gooseberry Islands. Farther downstream, maps show a small island with the problematic name near Ridgefield in the Columbia. David Morgan is, or perhaps we should say was, the landowner. He gave surprising news to the Washington Committee on Geographic Names recently.
The island that had been named that has disappeared over time, so that might be an easier thing just to have it disappear from the map rather than renaming.
Archived aerial photos show the island eroded, shifted, then eroded some more until it was no longer an island. A spokesman for the Interior Department says if the agency finds a place no longer exists, it'll be removed from consideration for renaming. I'm Tom Bonsi in Olympia.